It's been a few months since we have talked about the last report that Metroplan has put out. I guess I would just ask you what has changed in the time since we last spoke.
Well, we have a little more time. We've had a little more time to review our economy and see how the COVID-19 has affected it, and things have progressed a little farther. And we know that it's had a major effect on the economy, and it's had a pretty negative effect. The Little Rock region has been hit a little harder than the state average, not quite as hard as the U.S. average in terms of the loss of economic activity. We saw originally a 30,000 job loss in about April. It bottomed out, and then it started coming back up, but it's still not where it was. I think last I knew, our unemployment rate was 6.3%, and that compares with 3.7% or so before the pandemic hit. So we're still making up some lost ground.
Sure, and in the report you mentioned the, you know, at least in the state of Arkansas, the primary job losses, of course, the service sector, education, healthcare. You attribute that, like you said, Little Rock being hit harder to sort of our reliance or our prevalence, anyway, of a lot of service sector jobs. And I guess my question is, what effect do you expect to have that to have on Little Rock?
Well, I mean, I think we already are kind of a service sector economy, and I don't think that's likely to change anytime soon. We've certainly seen progress, like with the Amazon distribution center, which is going to be a big plus for the regional economy. So we've seen progress in some other areas, and some of the manufacturing firms are doing quite well. So, I mean, there are other things going on, but the service sector and especially the healthcare sector is such a big part of our economy. We just have to attend to, you know, what's going on there. We're going to see adjustments, no question about it, and the nature of jobs is going to change. And certainly, I mean, the fact, like, I right now I'm working from home, and that's almost unimaginable to me. Just a couple of years ago, you know, I was expected to spend 40 hours a week in my office, and that was the definition of work. So the way that the definition of work has changed is definitely an important change that we're seeing. And Little Rock, because it does have a lot of high-end professional-type jobs, in that way, we're kind of durable. We have the advantage of a lot of people being able to work from home. But that large healthcare sector has been a drag on our economy. And we know from the big hospitals, we talk with UAMS specifically, and they saw a small total reduction in employment. But you have to assume, because we've seen a really big drop in the healthcare sector jobs during the pandemic, that smaller organizations have been hit hard, you know, like individual doctors' offices and clinics and things like that have been hit hard. In fact, I'm looking here and I'm seeing we lost something like 4,000, almost 5,000 healthcare sector jobs from March to April of 2020. And that kind of loss is hard to make back. I think that the business is still depressed, but I have to go from the data alone. And what we saw was that big drop in medical employment, healthcare employment from March to April, and then it climbed back up until June. And we don't have stats from after June onward. It's a matter of that there's sort of a little bit of catch-up time for the state employment department to go through those data.
Yeah, and you did mention that it is a, I guess, maybe a harder than average type of business to sort of come back from. Why is that?
Well, I mean, the pandemic poses certain stresses on the economy, and I think a lot of it is really, it's not a matter of restrictions because there aren't that many restrictions in our state. It's a matter of people being unable to or unwilling to get out, you know, perceiving a risk and slowing down their activities. And so the business sector is just going to be down by 10 or 20% until the pandemic is over. And we'll probably see it more or less come to an end this year. At some point in 2021, things will be more or less back to normal. We don't know exactly, and I'm certainly not, you know, a sage, but they will get back to normal, and then we'll see employment jump. But there are going to be after effects because it's just been too long of a recession, you know, and it has that effect. It's deprived people of their livelihoods. It's deprived some people of their savings and their business plans and things like that. And so there's going to be an adjustment period that will last at least 2 or 3 years, I'd say.
What would that mean to maybe the average consumer, maybe just the average service sector industry worker or someone like that? What would that, I guess, as you put it, recovery period mean?
Well, it just depends on your circumstances. You know, if you still have a job when all this is over, you're gonna be stable and things will be fine. If you don't have a job, it may be a while to get a job. You know, and that's going to depend on a person's expertise level, how desirable they are for the labor market. And again, personal circumstances, you know, some people have benefited from stimulus payments, particularly if they've stayed employed. Other people have still desperately need them and have been, you know, sort of financially wiped out. So, I mean, it's a divided situation going forward. There are those that are doing well and those that are not. And I think that's one of the biggest things this recession has done is exaggerated the inequalities. I think no one denies that at the national level. And if it's doing that at the national level, you have to assume it's probably doing the same thing at the local level.
In the report, you underscore that the pandemic hit urban areas first, and that sort of gave this negative connotation to urban areas. Maybe like people thought they were unsafe. But you say, and the data really says, that rural areas, especially in Arkansas, have been more hard hit. There have been more deaths per capita.
Yeah, that's what we showed when we analyzed it. And obviously, there are exceptions both ways. For example, the Pine Bluff metro area has been pretty hard hit. By comparison, the Little Rock area has had a lower death rate, at least as of November when we last ran the numbers. It takes a little while. There's a lag time to get the numbers together. And in November, the Little Rock area had a lower mortality rate than the state average and a lower mortality rate than all of the other metro areas except for, I believe it was Texarkana, had a lower mortality rate than we did. So some of it's almost just pot luck. It depends on where you are and, you know, whether or not there's been a super spreader event, that sort of thing. But generally, it appears that rural areas have been hit harder. And I would assume that some of that might have to do with lesser awareness. I think people have a sense in rural areas that they're safe from this thing. And I would just add, they are not. I mean, it's been shown that mask wearing and limiting social activity, those things do have the effect of slowing the spread. And people need to be aware of that.
You hear a lot of talk, or at least you did at the outset of the pandemic, of, you know, certainly along with this shift to remote working, that maybe this would be the harbinger of something great with, you know, people moving to these rural areas that may be economically depressed, but because of remote work, people would not want to be in the cities because they're unsafe. They would have this sort of great rural shift. So it sounds to me that you do not expect that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't know. First of all, the pandemic has thrown a lot of things, you know, into uncertainty, and so we really can't foresee the future. But it looks right now like urban areas are going to be just fine, and that urban living is going to continue, you know, once things get back to normal. There will be some shifts, okay? We know that retail sector was already suffering from e-commerce growth before the pandemic. That has accelerated pretty drastically. And so I think you're going to see some major retail businesses have gone out of business or will go out of business, and you're going to see vacancies. And this is true in our region. It's going to be true in other parts of the state and other parts of the country. And so you're going to see a shift in real estate markets. And offices also, precisely because of the work-from-home thing, it looks, and we're a little hazy, but it looks like there will be simply less need for office space in the future. Not no need, just less need. And so you're going to see some major vacancies in real estate. And probably, and just to guess, housing is going to replace a lot of this, that where you have vacant structures that are well located, they're in good condition, it may be possible to rehabilitate them for housing. But I think in other cases, you're just going to see, you know, vacancy leading to more vacancy.
The cover of this report is a terrifying graphic of people fleeing a house of cards that's actively collapsing. I just wanted to ask you personally, what have been the challenges, or how have you gone about sort of measuring all of these structures that are, you know, as you say, actively falling apart? How are you going about measuring those as if they weren't, maybe?
I mean, it's definitely put a lot of our ordinary metrics, the things that we measure with, have just gone crazy. I mean, if you look at employment charts in particular, like jobs and GDP, you see just kind of steady linear trends, you know, wiggle a little up, it'll wiggle a little down. And then suddenly in April of 2020, just boom, everything dropped. And it's like nothing we've seen before. So, we're thrown. And the cover, for those of you that look at it, I mean, it might seem a little overstated, but we're trying to point out that there were a lot of systems that were stable, and yet we have found with the pandemic that it was a little bit like a house of cards. A lot of things people assumed were secure and could be depended on really aren't. And, you know, just think about the business closures. Think about the job losses. Think about how differently the world looks now than it did just 9 or 10 months ago. In terms of measuring, I put a lot of emphasis on measuring retail sales because the state provides data that's up to date within about 2 months of retail sales. And we've been a little surprised to see that retail sales jumped in a lot of sectors, particularly grocery stores, also department stores, strangely enough. And that's in spite of bankruptcies. There was a time, at least this summer, when people seemed to have had money because of stimulus payments, and or they had time because they were either working from home or not working, and they apparently went out and shopped. And I'm just saying that because the retail sales showed kind of a jump in June and July in this state and in local counties. And we don't yet know exactly what happened or why that happened. And I'm looking forward to future economic reports that will give us some insight into that. An interesting opportunity here is that we've seen a rapid rise in digital banking. That the economy was already moving toward digital banking before COVID-19. But the pandemic, for obvious reasons, has accelerated the digital banking thing. And the Little Rock area has a significant role in digital banking. And also in cybersecurity, which is closely related to digital banking. And so this is an opportunity that the pandemic has presented for our area. And I personally will be really interested to see over the next few months, the next few years, how this one plays out.
Kind of also on the very local things, I noticed there was a lot of space dedicated to the port of Little Rock, which is like, it was kind of surprising, at least to me, to read about how much activity is going on there and how much investment there is.
Yeah, the port is pretty impressive. And obviously it sounds like an odd word, you know, Port of Little Rock. When what it really is a transportation center. It has water access, it has rail access, it has, you know, excellent road access, and then not that far away is an airport. But it's a really good industrial site. It's probably one of the best in the country. And we're beginning to see some payoff from that. We're beginning to see, you know, Amazon chooses it and puts a $500 million investment in it for those very reasons. And I think you're going to see more things coming on. The port is working to develop a potential super site of over 1,000 acres. And so there's opportunity on the upside. And I do think that our area is primed because of its information sector benefits and some other factors. We could be primed to see some major growth in the manufacturing sector in the near future.
What, in your opinion, is critical to our maybe the right word is recovery, or maybe the right word is just staying the same and maintaining the status quo, but what do you think we need right now? More short-term investment from the federal government, or just more long-term strategic planning, things like that?
Honestly, if I really had to say what we need right now, I think we need to be doing a better job of managing the pandemic in this state. I don't think people realize just how bad it's gotten. We regularly rank among the top five states for deaths per 100,000 in the last 7 days, and we've been ranking that high since about September, and it stayed there. And the last I checked, I think we were second or third in the country for deaths per 100,000. And so that's taking a toll. And, you know, it's true, shutting businesses is a terrible thing to do, but it's also true that when people are dying, that it creates a cycle of risk, and other people are staying away from businesses and not conducting activity, and that also has a negative economic effect. And I'm not personally sure that shutting down selected areas of the economy that cause super spreader events, in the long run, it would benefit the economy to do that, because you're going to have less of this economic pain that's caused by all these deaths and all these people trying to avoid, you know, catching the virus. So in short, I would say right now we probably should have a stronger pandemic policy. Again, the state is ranking among the top in the country for deaths per 100,000, and that's not a good statistic to watch day after day after day.